Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Margaret in Virginia needs some help with an older home and some molding that has been cracked, I guess. Tell us what's going on, Margaret.
The molding, the wood itself is not cracked. It's the finish on it.
Okay.
That has that crackle effect.
Okay. You mean the varnish or the polyurethane?
Well, I don't think so from the age. It's either varnish or shellac.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to have to do a stripping project here, Margaret.
Didn't want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, there's no way to repair it. Basically, what you're seeing here is a deterioration of the surface, and you know, considering the age of the finish, it gets exposed to daylight over many years, and you know, with everything that's in the air and the UV degradation that comes in through the windows and all of that, you know, it's going to crack and deteriorate. And so, at some point, you got to cry uncle here and get back to the basics. So it is a big project. You are going to have to do some stripping. But, you know, it's not impossible. It's done all the time. It's just very time-consuming. I think the key here is to break it up into smaller chunks and not try to tackle too much at the same time. How much of the molding do we have to do?
There is a living room, which has two windows and three doors. And all the baseboard. A front hall, which has a door.
Oh, boy. I thought you were done, but you continued.
And a hall.
Yeah.
And what we call the family room.
Wow.
So it's like a parlor and a sitting room sort of situation.
Now, Margaret, there are a lot of restoration companies that are out there that will actually come in and remove the pieces of molding, take them to their shop, and work on them. Of course, then you're going to be left with an opening, you know, around windows that might be some sort of an energy issue. But then at least somebody else would be doing it for you.
Oh, right. At a great cost, I'll bet you.
It can be.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can you suggest any products if my family and I decide to try to do this ourselves?
There are several different kinds. I mean, there's some that you spray on. There are some that you brush on. There are some that are like a putty. You're really going to have to find the right one for the job and actually let it sit there and do its work. One I've used is Rock Miracle. I don't know how effective it is with older finishes.
Okay. Yeah, this is really a situation you're going to have to experiment. You know, some are really caustic and some are not so caustic. Leslie's had good experience with Rock Miracle. It's a situation where you're going to have to, I would start in an area where it's not very noticeable, the back of a door or something like that. And it's definitely worth taking some time and sort of practicing with a couple of different products until you find one that seems to work really well for you.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.